Stan, as residents along the Russian River continue to dig out from last week's major flooding, a different kind of flood risk from within the home is becoming an increasing problem for homeowners and insurance carriers. According to new numbers, 1 in 50 homeowners filed a water damage claim each year between the years 2013 and 2017. Many result as of old pipes, valves, and worn-out hoses of washing machines and dishwashers. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jim Magliaro, a risk manager of Chubb Personnel Risk Services, one of the largest insurance carriers in the United States. Thanks for joining us. Most people don't realize what a disaster it can be if a washing machine hose breaks, do they?
No, they don't. And in fact, Susan, water damage makes up about 45% of all interior property damage, according to Chubb data. And actually, failure of plumbing connections is the number one cause of loss.
You know, in the good old days, a washing machine was in the garage. So if something went wrong, the water just ran onto the floor. Nowadays, people want them on the second or third floor of their big fancy home. And I can imagine that exacerbates the problem.
Yes, it does. Because, again, if the water leaks, then not only is it damaging the floor right there, but it's also leaking down to the lower levels of the home, which unfortunately have a lot of the higher value finishes in them.
Am I being ridiculously overcautious by turning my water off at the washing machine, not, you know, the water for the whole house, but at the washing machine when I go on vacation?
No, not at all. In fact, it's a very simple thing to do, and it could save a lot of headaches in the future.
And you know, a lot of people realize that those hoses made out of rubber, I guess they don't realize, they have a finite life. Are the braided hoses, the ones that have the stainless steel jacketing around them, better for this sort of thing?
Yeah, because they're designed to resist the pressure of the water within them, and they're very expensive. They could cost as little as $20 for a pair of hoses and very easy to install.
Okay, well, we've revealed now the dangers of the washing machine. Where else can you run into problems like this in your house?
Well, I think it's a good idea at least once a month just to walk around underneath sinks, you know, your bathroom sink, your kitchen sink, just to see if there's water puddling there or dripping, any water-using appliances, toilets, or other sinks within the home, even your dishwasher and your ice maker and your washing machine, just, again, kind of looking underneath there to see if there's any puddling of water.
Yeah, Stan over here has his hand up on the ice maker one.
Oh, I've gotten nailed on that one, too.
Yeah.
You know, what does the industry think there might be a better way forward here? In other words, you know, my auto insurer keeps track of what I do, and if I run up tickets, I pay more. Is there any sort of approach that says, let's get people on board with better hookups, an inspection, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely devices out there that you can utilize to shut off your whole house water system when you're away or when a leak occurs. There's also individual devices that you can put on appliances or even sensors that when they detect water quickly, it at least alerts you so you can take action.
Folks who have never experienced it might say, oh, a little water from a leaking dishwasher, that's not much. Can you give us a better idea of just how damaging water is to a home?
Well, again, a very simple leak going undetected could be there for many weeks. It can cause, you know, thousands of dollars worth of damage in a very short period of time.
Thanks for your time this morning. We've been talking live with Jim Agliaro. He's the risk manager at Chubb Personal Risk Services, one of the biggest insurance carriers in the U.S. New numbers showing about 1 in every 50 homeowners has filed a water damage claim each year over the last 5 years. A lot of this has to do with worn-out hoses, things that could be fixed with a quick trip to the hardware store.